We get a chance, as we do each and every Monday, to talk to the head coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, joining us right now. Good afternoon, Bill.
Mike, how are we doing?
Here we go. We're doing okay, thank you.
Doing all right.
Let's start with this. Every game I hear you after the game, you almost unanimously or universally say, I got to look at the film and see what's there. When you looked at the film today, did you see anything different than what you saw fieldside yesterday?
Well, sure. Saw it in a lot more detail. You know, get a real good chance to look at every play real closely, watch every player, and you know, watch what Miami's doing and how it matched up and so forth. So it's a lot better to look at it than it is during a game on the sideline.
Did it look worse than you expected or not as bad?
You know, there were some good things, there were some positive things, and then there are obviously a lot of things we got to work on, so it's a combination of that. It's the way it usually is. But we had some opportunities, and we didn't take advantage of them. We need to coach better, need to play better, need to do everything better, all three phases of the game.
You know, Bill, we've heard you say many times over the years, it's not just one play in a game. You know, sometimes it comes down to four or five, you know, maybe eight plays that could have gone either way, and then it turns the game around. At one point, you're up 20-10 and apparently in control of the game. If you had to say where the game turned, you know, what was the opportunity where you go and you looked on film today, looked and you said, okay, that's where the game became a different one. 20-10 as opposed to something else.
I don't know. I mean, I felt like the whole fourth quarter we had good opportunities there. We had you know, a couple of good defensive series where we forced three and outs. We had the ball in good field position. Then we got a penalty on an offensive pass interference that kind of knocked us out of scoring range there. And then we punted it back to them, had them, I don't know, inside the 20-yard line. We got a rough in the passer penalty, and then they converted three third downs, the last one being, you know, third and goal on the four. And we had a chance for a stop there. If we had made that, we would have been down by six with whatever, 3.5 minutes ago. So when they scored that touchdown on third and four, then that made it a 30-20 game instead of a 26-23 game if they'd kicked a field goal. So, you know, I mean, I felt like we had our opportunities all the way through. We just didn't take advantage of them, just didn't do well enough with them.
Kind of a combination of things, heat, humidity, first game of the season. You went into the game, you said, with the intention of playing the entire roster, and you did. Do you think that at some point that might have hurt the continuity on the offensive line, shuffling the guys in the way you did?
Well, I don't know. I mean, based on where we were, I think that was the right thing to do.
It made sense to me when I heard you say that, and then I thought, does it also, even though it makes sense, does it end up hurting you at times?
Well, I mean, then we could sit here and be talking about, well, I think we'd been better if you had played, you know, a couple other guys and brought some fresher people in and all that. So, you know, we do what we thought was best. I don't think that was the problem. I mean, those guys have played together plenty through the course of preseason and practice. So I don't think that's the issue. We just got to do a better job.
You look at the offensive line, Bill, and Tom Brady under pressure for a great portion of the afternoon. Do you feel like you have...
Well, I wouldn't say it was under much pressure at all in the first half.
Under pressure for the second half. Pretty.
Well, you said the whole game. Yeah, I mean, I barely remember him getting hit in the first half. So, you know, we threw the ball 21 times in the fourth quarter in our two-minute offense. So, you know, once the game became kind of a two-minute game, then that... You know, I think that changed it a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't say the whole game was like that at all.
Do you feel like you have the group that you have, that these are the guys, that it's not a personnel issue, it's just a matter of, is it more technique or is it more personnel in terms of the offensive line?
Well, I think we need to do better as an entire team. I don't think it's singled out to any group. We need to, I mean, the quarterbacks, the running backs, the receivers, the tight ends, the offensive line. We all need to play better. Coaches, we need to do a better job. So I think we had issues everywhere, which could have definitely helped us. You know, if we would have done anything a little bit better, one would have helped the other. We just got to, you know, we got to run the ball better. That would take pressure off the passing game. We got to throw the ball better. That would make it easier in the running game, so forth and so on.
134 yards rushing for Knowshon Moreno, 191 yards rushing for the Dolphins as a team. playing off Michael's question, did you think your problems with run defense were more technique and execution, or were there schematic issues as well?
Well, I think there ended up being both, yeah. Certainly there's some things that we could have played better scheme-wise, but some of it was technique where we just didn't defend well enough. But again, you know, we had two of our best series defensively in the fourth quarter, and then they had the long touchdown drive after that. So, you know, I thought overall, you know, in some ways, our fourth quarter defense was better than some other parts of it, because we had a couple chances to get off the field there on those third downs. We had a third and four, third and six, and then a third and four down there that they scored on. We had our chances to get off the field and those drives, we just didn't take advantage of it.
There are two roughing the passer penalties on Chandler Jones. And the second one, and I asked Dale this question earlier in our little pretend game, I said, I'll ask you. If you're Chandler Jones comes to you and says, Coach, how can I avoid that situation? How do I need to play that to not be called for a penalty? What do you tell him?
Well, I think the rule is pretty clear. You can't hit the quarterback above the shoulders or below the knees. So you have a strike zone. You have to be within the strike zone, and you can't lead with the head. You can't lead with the crown of the helmet. You can't lead with a face mask. So that's, you know, there's a strike zone and there's a way that you can make contact. So if any of those are in violation, then you should probably expect the referee to make that call.
Is it more difficult to deal with the strike zone, so to speak, or is it? Well, you feel like it's more difficult in the case of Hightower driving the quarterback into the ground. That seems a little more subjective than the strike zone, which you could theoretically see.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Strike zone's more clear cut. The forcibly tackling the quarterback and tackling the quarterback, or however you want to, that's kind of a unnecessary, you know, adding the unnecessary part of it. I think that's definitely a lot more subjective. But I think the strike zone's pretty clear, really. I mean, there can be some gray area, obviously, if a guy gets pushed or if the quarterback's, you know, changing, like he's falling, or, you know, as it changes as the play is occurring right at the last second. There's some things that can play into that. But generally speaking, if you hit the quarterback above the shoulders or below the knees, it's a foul.
We see where the trend is going in terms of personal fouls and roughing the passer. I mean, it's going in that direction. It's been going in that direction for a while. So,
all right, but I mean, the thing for us is we haven't had a 15-yard penalty in 3 weeks on defense. So, you know, we saw that we had it in the Washington game, and then we haven't had one in the last 3 weeks, and we had three yesterday. So, and we had a couple big ones on offense too. You know, we had a face mask, we had an offensive interference penalty, we had a holding penalty. So we got a couple holding penalties, one in the run, one in the pass. So we got to do a better job than that. We have too many penalties.
Well, I know you said that all aspects of your team could show improvement, obviously, after losing yesterday. My own opinion is I thought your secondary played pretty well yesterday. Your thoughts on how the secondary played?
You know, I thought we had our moments. You know, we missed a couple plays that we would like to make. It was a couple touchdown passes. You know, the third and four at the end of the game, the first crossing route to Wallace kind of led to that touchdown, set up a second and one. So there's obviously things that we can do better there. We didn't give up any big plays, really, although – you know, he probably had a shot on the pass to Wallace there in the end zone that he caught just out of bounds. But, you know, there's things we got to do better. So there wasn't, you know, there were some positive things. Well, I think there were positive things in every phase of the game, but there are still some things we can improve on in practice coverage, no question about that. You know, had a couple third down conversions on the kind of right at the sticks there, third and four, third and six, and they just got to turn around and convert them, so. We have to, you know, get off the field and make those plays.
Rob Gronkowski made his return to your lineup yesterday. You guys managed his plays and his playing time. How did you think he performed overall in the use that you gave him yesterday?
You know, I thought Rob competed well. Obviously, not having any game action until yesterday wasn't ideal. So I think he's a lot of things he can improve on too, and I'm sure he will. He works hard. I'm sure he will. You know, we had a number of guys in that category that didn't play in preseason. That yesterday was the first time they played, and you know, I think that probably they all suffered a little bit from that of not playing. So you know, the whole concept of not playing in preseason, and players don't need preseason games and all that. I don't think I agree with that.
We've been talking a lot today. A big story in the NFL is the release of Ray Rice by the Ravens. New video came out. A situation in February in an Atlantic City casino. Any comment on Ray Rice and the release by the Ravens?
No. I think that's something that the Ravens and Commissioner Goodell and the NFL should comment on.
Do you and the Patriots have a hard and fast rule about dealing with issues like this?
I think we all know where this team and the Kraft family stands on that.
We appreciate the time. Minnesota next week, and we'll see you next Monday.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks.
Okay.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick.